Thank you. 我哋睇帖撒羅尼迦後書第二章。 Let's look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 呢個經文呢，就係知道保羅呢一路係同我哋講緊好多困難裏邊嘅嘢。 We know that Paul has been teaching us from these two books a lot about trials and tribulations. 咁喺呢個帖撒羅尼迦前後書都見到好多係苦難中嘅。
And so we've been studying in both 1st and 2nd Thessalonians about what to do in when you're in difficulty.
上个星期我们看到耶稣回来很兴奋有盼望
And there's a very practical situation here is last week we looked at what we saw and is talking about Jesus coming back and having the hope of the return of Jesus Christ.
但是今天保罗就转一转看
But actually, Paul is turning channels here a little bit as we look at maybe those are so things that are so distant and far from us. And so maybe somebody would say, hey, that, I thank God that Jesus is going to come back one day, but what does that relate to me today?
因为我今天面对的困难，我今天面对的挑战，我需要力量面对。
Because all the trials and problems that I'm facing today, I need strength to face them.
所以今天我们看到保罗，他要讲到一个很现实的问题，就是有困难时应该做什么。
And so today we're going to look at a very practical issue, it is what to do when trials come your way.
你有没有困难来到你的身边?
Do you have trials that come your way?
我们人人都会面对很多的挑战，很多的困难，但应该在困难当中是用什么态度迎面?
We will face many different obstacles and trials, but how do we handle them? How do we face them?
所以在今天呢，我们讲到这个面对多多的困难，就有一个方法可以。
站立得稳, so today we know as we face many different trials that come around us, there is a way that we can be victorious and that we can stand firm. And I hope that all of us can have a victorious Christian life. It may be as your world is falling in around you, you can still stand firm and have peace.
保罗呢，喺13节至17节系咁样讲。
And look with me at from verse 13 to verse 17.
主所爱的弟兄啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了我们。 叫我们因信真道又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救，神赐神藉我们所传的福音照我们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的。 都要坚守，但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们、恩啊开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。一齐祈祷。
Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，求你今日透过你的圣经教导我们，让我们更有力量去面对一切的挑战。多谢主，听你祷告，奉圣名求，Amen。
我喺呢度，我哋见到保罗咧，佢一开始讲到呢个现实嘅问题咧，佢讲到一个非常之感恩嘅事。
And so as Paul is talking about this very practical issue, the first thing he says is something that's wonderful.
你睇下第13节一开始讲到主所爱的弟兄啊。
He said, in verse 13, he says, you, the beloved of God.
是不是? 主所爱的人,如果你今天是信耶稣,你要知道你是主所爱的。
If you are a Christian today, you need to know that you are beloved of God. 我哋信主嘅系叫一个蒙爱嘅一群。And those who believe in Jesus, we are those who are loved. 有时喺困难嘅时候咧，会觉得黑暗笼罩住我，系冇人关心，冇人理，冇人明白。And so often when you're in trials, you know, it's like there's a darkness that surrounds us and you think nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody understands. 但是神告诉我们，神爱你。But the Bible tells us, God tells us, God loves you. 神爱你，神明白，神关心。God loves you, He knows, He understands.所以是一个蒙爱的人，我们要有这个肯定，一个相信的神是爱我。 So we are loved of God. We need to believe and understand that God loves and cares.
我们很熟悉的经文都会告诉我们神爱世人，是不是？但其实是神爱你。
You know, we know so well a verse that says, for God so loved the world. But the fact is that God loves you.
因为你是世上的其中一个人。
Because you are someone in this world. 所以神所爱的，神是关心的。And those that God loves, those are the ones that God cares about.
有时即我不知道如果你是有小朋友，你会明白的。小朋友呢就是很多时候当你罚他的时候说他做错呢，他会很容易扭计，有个错误的想法。
You know, children, if you have children, you understand that when they get in trouble and they do something wrong, you know, and you yell at them, they can have a wrong understanding of life.
因为很多时候罚他呢，他就跟着扭计，为什么不爱我，不爱我。
You know, because when you yell at your child, then they get all flustered, no, nobody cares, no, you don't love me anymore.
跟住父母就好兴讲呢句咧，系因为我爱你先要打你啫。
And then you know, parents always like to say this famous line, "I'm spanking you because I love you," 系咪？
但小朋友唔明喎，系咪？但我哋好多时系一样嘅，我哋遇到困难、遇到痛苦嘅时候，我哋就喺扭计喎，神啊，你唔再爱我。
And so often when we as Christians and we meet trials and tribulations, you know, we're like a little child and we come on and scream out to God, God, you don't love me anymore. If you love me, you wouldn't let this happen to me.
So 神告诉我们，你是蒙爱的人，神是的而且确爱你。
And so here God wants to make it very clear that yes, God does love you and you are beloved in Christ.
我们知道呢，是有时呢，我们要做一个选择在困难里面。
And we know that so often when we're in trials and tribulations, we need to make a choice.
你可以做一个选择呢，就是集中看你周围的黑暗的环境，就是以为这个环境就是一切的。
You can choose to look at your bad situation and think that that is everything.
你都可以选择呢，是退后一步。望阔啲，睇清楚啲。
Or you can make a choice to take a step back and look at a broader perspective and see things from a bigger understanding.
因为我哋好多时咧都系当局者迷，旁观者清，系咪
？So often we are stuck in the midst of the problem and we can't see it clearly.
我哋好多时系好似呢个井底。那个青蛙，是吗？
And so often we're like this frog at the bottom of the well.
因为井底之蛙就望上去，他见到个黑云遮住个井口，他以为整个世界都是黑蒙蒙的。
And so when this frog looks up from his well and he sees on the up a big black cloud over top of his well, he thinks the whole sky is dark.
但如果我们脱离我们的困局，望远啲，我们发现到原来都有蓝天白云。
But when we take a step back and we look at a bigger, broader situation, we say, hey, there is a blue sky with white clouds out there.
是吗？我们是这样，我们是要知道，我们 是要退后的。所以保罗说呢，你是蒙爱的人，我常感谢神，为你们感谢神。
And so Paul said, you are the beloved of God, and I always give thanks to God for you. 你是要学这一点，在困难里面是学习感谢神。
And we need to learn how to do this and while we're in the trial to thank God.
我相信没人想是为他的困难感谢神。
And I think nobody wants to thank God for their trial.
是很难的，我有这个困难，有这个痛苦，我为这样的感谢神是很难。
I think it's very difficult to thank God for the difficulty.
但我们可以在困难当中是感谢神一样的，感谢神爱我。
But while we're in a trial, we can thank God for one thing. We can thank God that He still loves me.
我们可以感谢神，神仍然是神。
We can thank God that God is still God.
我们可以感谢神，因为神以前过去呢是曾经帮过我。
We can thank God because in the past, God has helped me.
我们可以是用感谢是帮我们跳出这个困局。
And we can use thanksgiving to and praise to come out of this situation that we're in.
因为我们在困局里面转来转去转牛角尖。
Because when we're in the midst of the trial, we're just turning and turning like, you know, turning in circles.
跟着我们越掘个窿越掘掘掘越深。
And then we start digging our own hole and we dig it deeper and deeper.
但当我们感谢神，我们看原来神在过去帮过我好多。
But as we start praising God and we say, wow, God has done so many things in my life in the past.
We can come out of this problem. And then we can come out of this problem. We have a couple of songs that we like to sing.
And there's a couple of songs that we like to sing in the church.
One is, 感謝我父神，感謝他帶領，賜給我平安到如今。是不是？中文歌不懂翻译英文。
There's a Chinese song, you know, thank you God for being with me and leading me through this.
但是这首歌跟着副歌说，感谢神赐喜乐，感谢神赐忧愁。
And then in the chorus it says, thank you God for giving me joy, and thank you God for giving me sorrow.
哇，一唱到那里就很难唱哦。哇，感谢主给我忧愁。
It's hard to sing, thank you God for the sorrow.
那还有一首歌就很劲啊，是感谢神，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，是不是？ Thank you Lord.跟住当中咧，感谢神啦，好妙，好奇妙喎！感谢神有玫瑰，感谢神玫瑰有刺。
Thank you Lord for the roses. Thank you Lord for the thorns on the roses.
系咪？感谢神有蓝天白云，感谢神有雨天。
Thank you Lord for the blue sky and thank you Lord for the storms in life.
如果我们可以是退后一步，就是发现到呢，我们的这个困局是会过去的，我们感谢主一路带领的。
And if we can take a step back, we can say, yes, God, thank you, Lord, because I'm out of this situation and you are always carrying me through.
感谢帮我们呢去记起神的作为。
You know, when we thank God and praise God, it helps us to remember what God has done in our lives.
因为我们记起神的作为，可以脱离我们现在这个情绪的困局。
And as we remember what God has done, it can pull us out of this emotional state that we're in.
可能你觉得周围都是世界黑暗，但是主可以帮助我们脱离那个困局。
And maybe you think that your life is all black, but God can help you come out.
我记得在四川的时候，时时去探啲难民，佢最中意唱的一首歌是咩歌？是最中意唱《云上的太阳》。
I remember when in all of our visits to Sichuan, the one song that all of the refugees liked to sing the most was that there's a sun above the dark cloud.
因为在他的困苦里面，他面对全中国是四川最大的挑战，但他仍然相信云上有太阳。
Because in their trial, in their tribulation, the biggest trial that faced them in China and in Sichuan, and yet they still saw that in the midst of the trial, there's still a sun out there.
我们的太阳不是一个火把，我们的太阳是神的。
And our sun is not this fireball in the sky. Our sun is God, right?
the Son of God. 我们是有神同在, 神在掌管, we have God with us and He's in control.
其实教育圣经, 我们看到群国的问题, 看到以色列人,
in the Old Testament, as we look at the children of Israel, we see people in the midst of a trial.
他们就是好像我们经常忘记,
and they're like us, they're short-minded, and they always forget.
因为以色列人, 他在埋怨投诉在埃及, 于是神派摩西来教他,
and the children of Israel, they're in Egypt, you know, and they're always complaining, and so God sent Moses to set them free.
摩西来到行神, 即是十灾带他离开,
and Moses came and a few miracles and wonders, you know, 10 plagues, God brought them out of Egypt.
他就行出埃及, 行去红海, 跟着怎么样?
As they left Egypt, they went out to the wilderness, walked up to the Red Sea, and then what happens? They get afraid.
Oh yeah, 为什么带我出埃及? 应该回去.
And then they're all afraid and they're flustered. Oh, why did we leave Egypt? We should go back.
跟着神将红海分开,
他干地过的, and then God separated the Red Sea and they went across.
埃及军全部死没在红海,
and then the whole Egyptian army died in the Red Sea.
跟着怎么? 他在旷野的时候很快的又埋怨摩西为什么带你出来这里没水喝没人吃,
and then in the desert they start complaining again, oh why'd you bring us out of Egypt, there's nothing to eat here.
他又忘记十灾他忘记红海,
they forgot the plagues, they forgot the Red Sea.
神又一次又一次为他做神迹, 一次神迹之后, 好没多久又埋怨回,
and after one miracle that God worked for them, then after a very short time, they start complaining again.
我不知道你是不是这样,
I don't know if you're like that, but I'm like that sometimes.
我很容易忘记神过去做的事,
I forget the things that God did in my life.
我遇到一个困难, 立刻忘记了, 以前神怎么帮我?
I face a trial and I forget all the things that God has done in the past.
是吧?
跟着他腾世界,惊惊, 哎呀,死了,怎么办? 不知道怎么办?
And then, you know, you just get all flustered and out of whack. You know, what am I going to do?
感谢神, 开始数算神的恩典, start praising God and remembering the things that God has done for you in the past.
因为你记得神为你做过的事呢, 你就可以有信心,神以前帮过我,这次都要帮我。
Because as you start worshiping God and looking at what He's done in the past, you can say, God's helped me before, He's going to help me this time.
是吗? 那保罗继续讲下去呢, 他在这个十三节下半节呢, 他说, 因为他从起初拣选了我们,你们,叫你们因信真道,又被圣灵感动,成为圣洁,能以得救.
And so the second half of verse 13, and second half in Chinese, I hope it is in English, says, because God chose you from the beginning.
神是拣选你,我们在困难里面,我们第一要记得神的爱,又要感谢赞美,亦都要知道神拣选了你,起初拣选你.
So we need to, in the midst of the trial, we need to know that we're loved, we need to know that, thank God for the things that He's done, and one of the great things that He's done is He chose you from the beginning.
那个神拣选你,是从起初拣选你,
God chose you from the beginning.
什么意思? 在神创世之前,已经拣选了你.
That means that before God created, He already chose you.
因为圣经是很奇妙的, 神在创世界的时候,已经是做这个拣选.
God is so amazing that before He even created, He already did this.
我们是刚刚才星期四晚的查经班提摩太后书和这里有好几个地方很相似.
It's amazing that in our Thursday night Bible study we're going through 2 Timothy, and there have been a number of times that what we study on Thursday night correlates to what we're teaching now on Sunday morning. 呢个系其中一个神系起初已经拣选我哋嘅。And this is one of them that God chose us from the beginning.
我唔知你明唔明咩意思，就系你未出世之前，你未做过任何嘢，未有呢个世界，神已经拣选咗你。
That means that before you were born, before you did anything, before the earth even existed, God already chose you.
如果你今日信耶稣，你是神被拣，你是神拣选的人。
If you believe in Jesus today, you are the chosen of God.
有个出名的以前的英国牧师叫士布珍 ，Spurgeon,
the famous preacher from England.
他 有一次这样讲，他说感谢主，神在创世界之前拣选我。因为如果我出世之后见到我咁衰格咧，佢永远唔会拣我。
Spurgeon said, "I'm glad God chose me before I got here, because if He had waited until I got here, He never would have chosen me."
我都系嘅，我系一个系吸毒者，我系一个人渣嚟嘅。我信耶稣之前咧，如果我以前嘅生命你见到，你都唔会想同我做朋友，系人。憎恨人厌恶嘅神唔会揀我啊。
And it might be me before I became a Christian, I was a worthless drug addict and not good for nothing. If you had met me back then, you would have wanted to get away from me. You wouldn't want to be my friend. Why would God want to choose somebody like me?
神系奇妙，神系揀选你，因为佢创造你，佢爱你，佢话你有价值。
But the amazing thing is God chose you because He created you, He loves you, He says you are valuable to Him.
你知道生命有价，你对神是有价值。Life is valuable and you are valuable to God.
他拣选你成为他的儿女。
And He chose you to be His child.
提摩太后书一章九节，我怕我写错了。我刚刚这个星期看，神教了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里给我们的。
I'm afraid I might have the wrong reference for this. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Yeah, that's right, yeah. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. That God chose us before He created.
你以弗所书又是咁啱先一章九节。
And then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 9, also 1:9, it says the same thing.
是以弗所书一章九节又是咁样讲。就与神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
That God created us before He chose us before He created.
我觉得是一个很紧要的事。你在困难里面，你记得我是神拣选的，我是被神爱的，我是神喜欢的。
When you're in the trial, you just remember,God chose me. God loves me. God cares for me.
可能你的态度会转一转。
And maybe your attitude will change.
那我继续看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节。他说又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
At the end of verse 13 in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says that by the Spirit, He sanctifies us, that we are saved unto salvation.
So in here, 睇得到嗰个神拣选你要过一个圣洁嘅生活，但系神使到你神圣圣。
And God wants you to be sanctified and holy, but it is God who sanctifies you through His Spirit.
唔系我哋自己圣圣，系神帮我哋圣圣。
It's not that we can make ourselves holy, but God makes us holy.
所以神拣选你，要你得救 ，and God chose you that you would be saved.
神唔要你灭亡 ，God doesn't want you to be destroyed.
有人觉得讲到呢一点咧，话神唔公平。Some people say God is unfair when we talk about this. 神点解拣选你唔拣选我 ？They say, why did God choose you and didn't choose me? Hey, 圣经讲得好真实啊！神拣选咩人？Who does God choose? The Bible tells us very clearly. 圣经讲到咧，好熟悉嘅经文，你都识背嘅。In the many verses that you know, the Bible tells so clearly. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫咩？一切相信的。For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes. 一切神系话，凡愿意相信。就可以得救。Jesus said that for anybody who's willing to believe, they will receive. 如果你愿意相信，神话烦恼负担重担的可以来。And he said, all you who labor and are heavy laden, come. 即圣经好清楚话我哋听，神俾呢个选择选召俾边啲人。是愿意相信的人。And so the Bible tells us so clearly, who are those who are chosen? Those who are willing to receive. 你今天愿意接受，你就是神拣选了。If you are willing to receive today, then you are the chosen. 你选神还是神选你？ So is it you choosing God or God choosing you? 是很难，很难了解，但是当你是决定接受耶稣的爱，你入到这个大家庭的时候，望翻个门框，写住被神拣选的人。But the truth is that when you decide to join this family of God and you enter into His kingdom, you walk in and you look on the backside of the doorpost and it said, "Those who are chosen in Christ." 你愿意相信，你就会被拣选。If you are willing to believe, you are the chosen in Christ. 我哋继续睇十五节。Look with me at verse 15. 所以弟兄们。你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。要站立得稳。You need to stand firm. 站立得稳，这个是我们是因为神爱我们，神拣选我们，我们可以站立得稳。Because God loves us, because God chose us, we can stand firm. 在遇到困难的时候是最容易软弱，最容易跌低。When you're in the midst of the trial, that's when you're the weakest, that's when it's easy to fall. 但是神要你站立得稳。But God wants you to stand firm. 站立得稳的 是不要跌，不要软弱。And to stand firm means don't fall, don't give up.Don't be weak. 神是要将这个力量赐给我们。And God wants to give us his strength. 可能在困难的时候，我是比较容易 去疲倦，比较容易呢去眼瞓。在这个时候忙忙碌碌疲倦的时候，是很容易犯错。You know, when I'm in trials, I get tired, I get weak. And when I'm tired and weak, then it's easy for me to fall and stumble. 我唔知你会唔会好似我一样，因为忙忙碌碌咧，会自私啊，会骄傲，会贪心，我旧脾气可能闹人会出嚟。I don't know if you're like me, but you know when I get tired and weak and things, you know, then I get selfish, self-centered. I start, you know, my old life starts coming out. I get prideful and arrogant, and I can lose my temper easy. 你咪咁啊？不用举手啊我是这样的、啊、但是这个是耶稣要我们站立得稳我们在困难的时候呢就是仰望耶稣站立得稳站立得稳是什么意思 But God wants us to stand firm and what does it mean to stand firm 我觉得是很简单的一个意思如果你在大海的时候沉船你在个浮海的时候站立得稳是怎样的Let's say you're in a big ship and it goes down and you're in the middle of the ocean. How are you going to stand firm? 唯一的方法可以站立得稳在个浮海里面呢就是揽住个救生圈揽住个水泡。The only way to stand firm when you're in the middle of an ocean, when your ship goes down, is to grab onto the life preserver. 是不是我觉得耶稣是我们的救生圈。Jesus is our life preserver. 我们揽住耶稣。We need to hold on to Jesus. 你遇到困难，你全世界崩溃，你完全没一样东西觉得是可求，你就要揽住耶稣。
It's like that when your whole world is falling apart and everything's just going crazy and you don't know what to trust, the only thing that you can trust in is Jesus.
祂是一定会照顾你。And He will take care of you. 这个是站立得稳。
那站立得稳是讲明有个实地企，是不是？
You know, to stand firm means that there's something hard to stand on.
当你世界崩溃的时候，有什么地方可以企？
And when your life is falling in, what do you have to stand on?
耶稣讲过一个比喻，很有意思。
Jesus told a parable that's very meaningful.
他说，有一个聪明的人起屋，他在一个磐石上起一个屋，风雨来到呢，间屋不怕淋。
Jesus said, there's a wise man, he built a house, and he built his house on a firm foundation. When the storms came, it stood.
跟着他说一个愚蠢的人，他起屋，他起在沙土地，那间屋在沙土地，当风雨来到，屋淋的。
And a foolish man built his house on the sand, and when the storms came, that whole house fell over.
可能他间屋起得很靓的，用很多的材料，但没基础。
Maybe his house was built and it was beautiful, he had wonderful materials in the house, but he didn't have a foundation.
耶稣是我们的磐石，我们起我们的生命要在耶稣上高起的。
Jesus is our foundation. When we build our house, we need to build it on Jesus.
所以如果你是起屋，你要站立得稳，你要在耶稣里面扎根，你的生命可以扎实起得好。
And so when you build your building in your life, your house needs to be built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. When you build it on that foundation, then you can withstand the storms of life.
世界呢，有世界的好多的学术演说。
You know, there's a lot of philosophies of man out there.
很多世界的一套心理学或者是哲学的，是有变又来又走。
You know, psychology, methods, philosophy, it comes and it goes.
如果你建立你生命是一些人的学术，一些人的做法呢，是一个浮沙来的。
And if you're building your life today on man's wisdom and on man's life, then your life is built on quicksand.
但如果你建立你生命是神的话语，是神的方法，你的生命是扎实。
But if you are willing to build your house on the word of Jesus Christ, on the word of God, then you have a firm foundation.
我们是站立得稳，一定要有好的基础。To be able to stand firm, you need to have that foundation.
在苦海里面，唯一个基础就是救生圈。
And in the midst of a storming sea, the only foundation is the life preserver.
耶稣就是我们的基础。Jesus is our foundation.
这个十五节说，要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训。
Here it says, stand firm on the teaching that you've received.
可能是house全可能是写上
，maybe Paul spoke it or wrote it。
这个圣经就是神所俾我哋嘅坚定嘅基础。
And this Bible that we hold in our hands is that firm foundation that Jesus gives us.
保罗就系口传，跟住用手写嘅。Paul taught it and then he wrote it down。旧约圣经系先知写嘅，系神默示佢。
And the Old Testament is written by the prophets that were inspired by God.
新约圣经就系耶稣嘅门徒使徒写嘅。
And the New Testament is the disciples of Jesus that wrote it.
于是呢个系神俾我哋嘅坚定嘅信靠一个基础。
And this is the firm foundation that God has given us.
我哋要打好呢个基础，我哋可以站立得稳。
And we need to stand firm on this foundation that we can.Stand firm.
弟兄姊妹，你没困难在你生命的时候，你要学好圣经，你要将圣经放在你心里面，因为当这个暴风来的时候，是圣经可以帮到你。
When you don't face trials in your life, you need to put the word of God in your heart. You need to get that foundation firm so that when the trials come, you can stand firm. 如果你係冇打好呢個基礎，遇到風暴嘅時候咧，你個海裏邊救生圈都冇一個。
If you don't make that foundation firm in your heart, and then these trials come, and you're in the middle of the ocean, you won't even have a life preserver.
你要趁住而家平安冇事嘅時候，打好基礎，將神嘅話語放喺心裏邊。遇到困難嘅時候，天不怕，地不怕，站立得穩。
But you need to put the word of God in your heart today while you have the opportunity, so when the trials come, you don't need to be afraid.
Look with me at Colossians
chapter 1 verse 23. Colossians 1:23.
哥羅西書一章二十三節。只要你們在所信的道上恆心，根基穩固，堅定不移，不致被引導失去福音的盼望。這福音就是你們所聽過的，也是传与普天下万人听的。我保罗也作了这福音的执事。
这个福音圣经是神稳固的基础。
So the Bible, this is our foundation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a firm foundation. We need to stand on it.
弟兄姊妹，你要讲到盼望，我哋喺耶稣里边有盼望，系咪？我哋要揸紧呢个应许。
This talks about the hope, and we need to hold firm to this hope.
当你遇到困难嘅时候咧，好多人会同我咁样讲。
Many people tell me this when they face trials.
我话你喺困难嘅时候，你有冇睇圣经？有冇跟住神？
I said, you're in the trial. Have you prayed? Have you been following Jesus?
Hey, 我咁困难啊，唔得闲睇圣经，我冇时间理呢啲嘢，我咁烦啊。
They say, hey, I'm in the trial. I don't have time to read the Bible. I'm trouble, man.
呢个大错特错。
This is a big problem.
我遇到困难，我更加要揸紧神嘅应许。
When I face trials, I want to hold on to this Bible more.
我要将呢个水泡揽得更实。
I want to hold the life preserver even harder.
好多人咧遇到困难咧，远离神，神都唔理我，我都唔理神啊。
And too many people when they face trials, they turn away from God. They say, I don't want God. God doesn't need me.
呢个错，当你遇到困难，你要揽住神，你要揸住神。神会俾你力量，神会俾你盼望。
When you're in the trial, you need to hold on, grasp onto Jesus, and He will give you strength, He will give you hope.
可能你觉得，牧师，你讲呢本书落后啊，几千年啊，已经冇人信啦，即系变来变去，点可以信靠佢啦？
And maybe you say, Pastor, but this book has changed so many years, you know, 2,000 years, it's old, it's archaic, it doesn't apply to me, it's been translated in and out, you know, it doesn't mean the same.
对不住，圣经是可靠的。圣经今日讲的嘢同初初写的是一模一样的，是没有变的。
The Bible today says the same thing it said 2,000 years ago. It hasn't changed, and it is still relevant.
这个圣经是我发现到在我的人生里面，我所遇到的事，圣经是啱使，是啱用的。
And in my life, in my experience, I've realized and I've experienced that the Bible works.
And is practical and is relevant.
如果你肯俾耶稣机会喺你嘅生命嘅时候，你会经历到佢喺你嘅困难里边帮到你可以脱离。
And if you're willing to let Jesus come in and be that foundation in your life, you will experience that you have hope.
我要跳到十六节。Look at verse 16.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩，将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神。 安慰你们的心。这个是非常之美好。
在困难里面，我是记得神的恩典，我记得神的作为。 What a wonderful verse. In the midst of my trials, I remember the works that God has done. 我感谢主， and I praise God for them. 我去在当中去站立在这个磐石上， and I stand on this firm foundation.
跟着神做什么？神来安慰给盼望我。 And then what does God do?God comes and He gives you hope and comfort. 我们要感谢耶稣，我们需要站立得稳，我们都需要接受主恩。
We need to praise God. We need to stand firm. And we also need to receive God's grace.
好多人在这个时候，他在困难的时候，他是抗拒神的，不给神加入的。
Too many people, when they're in a trial, they put up a wall against God and don't let God come in.
但是在你面对困难的时候，神是愿意亲近你，愿意与你一起。
But when you're in a trial, Jesus wants to come and be with you. He wants to be close to you.
我们不要排斥神。 Don't push him out of your life. 我们应该拥抱神。
We should embrace him into our life.
在每一个困难里面，神有恩典给你。
And in every trial you face, God has grace for you.
我经历到呢，是在困难的时候，神能够触摸我心。
I've experienced that Jesus can come and touch me when I'm in the midst of a trial. God's comfort is very different than man's comfort.
I don't know if you've experienced man's comfort.
I don't know if you've experienced the comfort of man. Sometimes it's like an empty check.
为什么我讲空头支票呢？你遇到一个困难，一个人走过来跟你讲说话，你觉得蛤，这样都是安慰我？
You know, you're in a trial and somebody walks up to you and they're trying to be nice and they say something and you say, huh? That's comforting?
是不是？即可能他好心，但他不懂表达，他不知道讲什么，他讲什么话呢？例如呢，不用怕，明天会更好啊。
And they come up and they want to be nice, they want to be concerned, but they don't really know what to say, so they come up and say something silly like, oh, don't worry, tomorrow will be better.
點解會好啲啊？或者佢講，唉，放心啦，唔好諗咁多啦。Or maybe they just say, hey, don't worry about it, you know, just don't think about it. 我咁嘅困難，點你叫我唔諗？
有啲人係想安慰，係好似空頭支票，因為佢唔知講乜。
Some people want to comfort you, but it's like an empty check. They don't know what to say. 神的安慰怎样呢?
What about God's comfort?
我告诉你，神安慰呢，是最好。
God's comfort is the best.
神是什么都知道。God knows everything. 祂知道你的困难，祂知道你的情况。
He knows your situation. He knows your difficulty.
神是知道说什么好。God knows what to say.
所以当神来安慰，在你的心里面好舒服，好平安。
And so when God comes and comforts you, it's so comforting.
好多时神会透过基督徒去安慰人，是不是？
And so often God will use other Christians to comfort us.
所以我觉得我们基督徒呢，是应该开放，是接受别人的关心。
And so I think as Christians, we need to open up our heart to receive comfort from other people.
好多时我们封闭自己，有困难都不告诉人。
So often we just close ourselves up, and even when we have a difficulty, we don't tell anybody.
我们不叫人家为我们祈祷，我们自己收起来自己处理。 You know, even when we're in a trial, we don't even tell others. We don't even ask for prayer. I'll take care of it.
解決咗之後先話人聽，我做咗呢件事。
And then after we've finished it, we solved it ourselves. Then we tell other people about it. 你應該錯啦！This is wrong. 我哋應該開心同弟兄姊妹屬靈嘅人一齊分享，一齊禱告，一齊擺喺神嘅面前。 We should come and share with those who are spiritual. Pray about it. Seek God and let God minister to us in the process.
神是想安慰你，建立你，帮助你。
God wants to comfort you. He wants to care for you. He wants to take care of you.
神的安慰呢，你睇到呢个经文几好啊，将呢个美好嘅盼望俾你。
And here it says that God wants to give you a blessed hope, a wonderful hope, a beautiful hope.
美好嘅盼望，唔系盼望咁简单，系美好嘅盼望。
It's not just a hope, but it's a beautiful, wonderful, blessed hope.
系咪？ 你今日有冇盼望啊？
Do you have hope today?
神要俾你呢个盼望。 人有盼望同埋冇盼望，面对困难好大分别。
You know, having hope and not having hope in the midst of a trial is a big difference.
如果冇盼望面对困难，好似啲美国做个实验啊，唔系做实验，做统计，系好多战俘翻到去坐个集中营十几年之后，翻去佢调查点解有啲会生还，有啲会死。
It's like, you know, when you have hope or don't have hope, it's like in the United States, in the Army, in the military, they've done research for those who were POWs and spent time in concentration camps and then came home. Why did they survive and others didn't? They discovered it what had nothing to do with their physical health or anything.
反而那些是没什么折磨， 很健康，但觉得没出路，会死在集中营，那些人很快死。
But those who were healthy didn't even have a torture and had no hope of ever leaving the concentration camp, they ended up dying.
但有些可能身体都没那么健康，是面对很多的折磨，但保持有盼望，他可以继续生存。
But those who were tortured, even though they did not have the greatest physical ability, but because they had hope that one day they would get out and see their family or whatever, they survived.
跟住啲心理学家又用老鼠嚟做实验啊，
and then, you know, the psychologists, they like to use rats to do experiments, right?
佢搵啲老鼠摆个笼里边系冇出路，系睇佢点样又冇食物，睇佢点样喺个迷宫嘅冇出路嘅。
好多个老鼠呢，就搵来搵去搵唔到出路，就决定不过瞓低死亡。 And many rats, you know, they put in this maze, you know, without a way out, you know, and no food, and as they're running around, after a while, the rats just gave up and laid over and died.
但是另外一啲嘅老鼠呢，佢俾佢一个出路嘅，俾佢可以搵到食物。当佢搵到出路或者搵到食物嘅时候，佢发现到嗰啲老鼠呢，就因为有盼望，就可以搵到出路嘅，佢唔会死嘅。
But then other rats that they put in the maze, that then they opened the door and gave them a way out or gave them food or something like that, that those rats wouldn't lay over and die.
弟兄姊妹，你是有盼望没啊? Do you have hope today?
耶稣要给我们有盼望。
Jesus wants to give us hope. 祂要给我们有可以站立得稳。
He wants to give us the ability to stand firm.
十七节，最后那节。 And look at verse 17, the last verse.
安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
God wants to comfort you and preserve you.
神为你做的，你在困难里面，神在坚固你。你想不想神坚固你啊？今天，
Do you want God to preserve you today?
我在这个困难，我在这个压力，我是没出路，有出路，神给出路，神给盼望，神给安慰。
I'm in this trial, I'm in this problem, and I think there's no way out, but there is a way out. God gives a way out, God gives hope, God gives comfort, and God's going to preserve you.
在困难怎样站立得稳呢?
How do we stand firm in trials? 依靠神，揽住耶稣俾我哋嘅水泡。Trust in Jesus. Hold on to the life preserver that God has given you.
揽住耶稣唔好放。Just hold on to Jesus and don't let go.
耶稣就一定会安慰你，保护你，带领你，俾盼望你。
Jesus will take care of you. He will comfort you. He will give you hope. And he will lead you out.
你今日嘅困难有一日会过去。
The trial you're facing today will go away one day.
困难有来有走，但神不变。
Trials come and they go, but God never changes.
愿神祝福祂的话语。
May God bless His word for us today.
如果你今日觉得有困难，我鼓励你跟住我祈祷。
And if you're in a trial today, I encourage you to pray with me this prayer.
我一起低头祈祷。
We can all bow our hearts in prayer.
如果你发现到你在黑暗一个困难里面，你需要出路，你跟着我祈祷。
If you think that you're in the midst of a trial today that you don't see the way out, pray this prayer with me today.
亲爱主耶稣， Dear Heavenly Jesus, 我没信心，
I've lost my faith.
我在困难里面觉得很辛苦，
I think it's very difficult in my trial.
我需要耶稣你的帮助。
I need your help.
靠耶稣来帮我。
I ask that Jesus will come and help me now.
我需要你安慰我。
I need you to comfort me.
我需要你的平安。
I need your peace.
我是没有其他依靠，唯一是依靠你。
There's nothing else I can trust in. All I can trust is you.
耶稣，求你救我。
Jesus, come and save me.
我需要盼望。
I need hope.
多谢耶稣，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。
Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
如果你跟我这个祷告呢，你有福，因为耶稣曾经讲过，不是耶稣曾经讲过，曾经有个父亲来找耶稣。
If you pray this prayer with me, you're blessed because you know there's a father who came and asking Jesus for help.
因为他的仔是被鬼附身，耶稣的门徒帮不到他。
Because his son was demon possessed and the disciples couldn't help him.
于是他来找耶稣，耶稣你门徒帮不到我，你帮不帮到我？
And he said to Jesus, Jesus, your disciples couldn't help, can you help?
耶稣跟他说话，最信的人凡事都能。
And Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes.
个爸爸怎么答？个爸爸说，耶稣我信，求你帮我少信。
Jesus, he said to Jesus, Jesus, I believe, but help my unbelief.
好多事我哋困难嘅时候，我哋系咁嘅。我信，但系耶稣求你帮我少信啊！喺呢一刻，我系睇唔到。
So often we're like that. In the trial, we believe, but Lord, help my unbelief, because I can't see it right now.
如果你好似呢个爸爸咁样祷告，耶稣我信，请你帮我少信。耶稣一定帮你。
And if you say that to Jesus today, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief, God will bless you today.
愿神祝福你，幕后自有散会。